The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. All right, people, listen up. I have the most exciting news for you today. Strap on your seatbelt. If you're already driving, you better have your seatbelt on. For years, I would get this same request over and over again from people on DMs or emails asking me to be their personal coach. And as much as I would have loved to have been able to do that for all of you, it just was not possible for me. And that is why, drum roll, please. That's why I created the Gabby Coaching app. Boom, it's here. I can coach you anywhere, anytime, wherever you are in the world. All you have to do is open up your phone and you can get some Gabby. And my team and I are really excited. We're currently working on the very final stages of testing the Gabby Coaching app, and we're making sure that it's really ready, perfect, ready to go. And I'm letting you know on this little secret right now that the waitlist is open. So when you join the waitlist at deargabby.com/waitlist, you are going to be the first to know when the app is out, and you're going to have the opportunity to take advantage of the early member pricing. This is a price bracket that you will be locked into forever. It will not change, and it's only for early members. And so what's going to happen is you're going to have access to my most effective lessons and practices, and the practices that I personally used for years. And they're also going to include weekly coaching lessons, daily affirmations that are read by me, so you'll have audible affirmations, super beautiful meditations, journal prompts. And that's all what you get in your weekly coaching, plus access to 200 plus meditations and hundreds of hours of my workshops and motivational talks. And on top of all of that, every 3 months, you're going to get one of my quarterly challenges, so the manifesting challenge, the body love challenge, the relationship challenge, the meditation challenge. You get all of it. And I've just saved the best for last. There's a section in this app called Get Gabby. And it's a brand new feature, and this is where you can get access to my most effective meditations and exercises that are going to offer you immediate relief on the go. So if you're feeling activated or anxious, or you're struggling to make a big decision, or you can't fall asleep, you can just press a button and get Gabby. It's like having me on speed dial. So if you want to be eligible for the early member pricing, head over to deargabby.com/waitlist and get excited. There's so much more to come. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Today, we are celebrating a milestone here at Dear Gabby. It is our 150th episode. I looked at that number. I was like, oh my God, that's a lot of hours. That's a lot of time spent in the studio. And it is so worth it, my friends. It's kind of amazing how we arrived here. It's just one day at a time. You show up, you choose to serve. And 150 episodes later, here we are. And as a lot of you know, when I first started off with the Dear Gabby show, it was a little Instagram show. I was just getting on Instagram and sharing my work and helping people during the pandemic and taking questions from people all over the world. And in the service of what I loved and in the service of others and in community and connection, the universe continued to deliver me the next right action and the next right action. And in a year of showing up every week at noon on Instagram Live, I started to really see the momentum behind this. And then I started getting requests from these podcast networks who were saying, oh, you know, we want to do a podcast with you. And I realized why I'd never done it before. And the answer was because I'd never had my show before. And now I did. That little Instagram show, Dear Gabby, turned into 150 episodes now of the Dear Gabby podcast. And it's just really heart-opening for me to meet people on the streets that are like, I listen to the show. And I'm like, that's so cool. Like, you know, you record these shows and you're like, are people listening? Turns out you are. I'm so glad that you are. The moral of the story behind Dear Gabby really is that when you stop trying to make something happen and you just have fun and you're in the service of others and yourself and your joy, the universe is going to show you what to do. So this is our way of allowing ourselves to release outcomes, really let go, surrender, because so much of this is just about trusting that when we're in joy and in service and in love, the universe will always deliver. The universe will always have our back and show us the next right action. And so as you listen to today's episode, I want you to think about me and the story of how this show came to be. And I want you to really recognize my experience here with this show and how it came out of that love and that connection and that service and how that can be the same for you and your big dreams. Oftentimes when I stand up in front of an audience and I say something like, let's surrender, everyone's like, F you, Gabby. No one really wants to surrender. No one wants to let go. It's really hard to trust in a plan beyond our own. It's so hard to just release the need to control everything. But when we do, we clear space for the universe to reveal to us so much more and guidance beyond our wildest dreams, ideas, creative possibilities. So this episode's all about getting out of the way, people, letting the universe show you what to do. And I want you to really, really take a listen and drop a comment or review at the end and just really, really want you to hear from me. And I really want to just acknowledge that this show and the success that we've had with this show is based on every single thing I teach in this episode. It's based on the methods inside this episode of letting go, trusting, allowing, being in joy, having fun, and just letting the universe show me what to do. So you have that in you. And thank you so much for listening to the show, being part of it, helping me midwife this dream into the world by just showing up every week and listening. And I'm excited today to reveal the exact process that I have shown up for that has allowed me to manifest this show and so much more. And now it's your turn. So keep listening all the way to the end. Enjoy the show. Thank you for being part of this family. All right, we're back. Gabby here. We're toying with this new concept, people, where we come on, and this is me and Joshua and Alyssa. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
All right, we got Alyssa, we got Josh here. We are at the speed of Gabby, taking some rapid-fire Q&As that we pulled from the reviews. A lot of you are out there leaving us reviews, and we ask you sometimes to leave questions. And so we've got some review questions that came in, and we're going to answer them today. Here we go. Josh, you want to start?
Yeah. So we had someone write in and ask, do signs have a timeline? Which I thought was very interesting.
I really love that question. What a great question. So first of all, this person's talking about asking the universe for a sign. So if you have something that you want some spiritual support on, maybe you're waiting for something to happen in your life, or you're wondering if it's the right relationship, or if you're on the right track with a project that you're pursuing, you can say, universe, thank you for revealing to me X sign, a butterfly, a blue butterfly, a pair of red shoes, whatever you choose, whatever your idea of your sign might be, and asking the universe to reveal it to you. Sometimes it's effective to give the universe a timeline. Within the next 24 hours, show me my sign. Because if you're kind of eager, you can get that information quicker. And so typically, if you don't get your sign right away, that's a sign. And I think it's pretty swift and fast how the universe works and the universe delivers good information quickly. But maybe that sign doesn't show up right away and that's the sign. Okay, it's not right now. But then in 3 months, you start to notice your sign, recognize that the universe is now delivering you a new message. But I would say if you want to know something soon, ask the universe for a sign and give it a timeline. Within the next 24 hours or by bedtime tonight or whatever it is, be clear with your request, because the more clear you are, the clearer the responses you will get. Boom. Gut health, as you know, if you've listened to my ads, if you listened to me before, you know it is something that I have a lot of experience with. I struggled with my gut for years and years and years. And ultimately, I've been able to really heal my gut through the health choices that I make on a day-to-day basis. I know myself really well. And so sometimes I just need those single solutions rather than having a whole mess of supplements everywhere, because it just would make me crazy. And so I was introduced to AG1, which is a beautiful product for healing your gut, for nutritional supplementation, supporting gut health, immune system, and it tastes really good. And it's an all-in-one product. It's all in this one powder that you put into your drink. And I drink AG1 every single morning right before I have my coffee. It's like the biggest ritual, a ritual that is before my coffee. It makes me feel like I'm really full of energy, ready to take on the world. I know it's really hard for us at times to keep up with supplement routines. And like me, you might have a million supplements piling up in your cabinet. And so this is replacing your multivitamin, your probiotic, and it's a drinkable habit. So every scoop is going to be packed with 75 vitamins and minerals and probiotics and whole food sourced ingredients. And it's just delicious. So just make it part of your daily habit. With AG1 taking care of my body each and every day, it's simple. I just show up for it. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Check it out. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life can be very challenging and overwhelming, and we've got a lot happening not only in our own personal worlds, but in the world around us. It can be a lot to kind of hold it all in and keep it all together. And the only way that I've actually been able to let it all out and heal has been through therapy. I literally just ended my therapy session about 10 minutes before I started recording this ad. And so it's kind of nice to know that I'm actively in therapy, 2 therapy sessions a week at times, depending on what's going on. And I rely on it. I rely on it for my health and my well-being and my connection to people and my work in the world. And my friends, that's why I love BetterHelp. Therapy is something that can help you learn coping skills and help you be the best version of yourself. And so if you're thinking about therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I really can't recommend it enough. There's a lot of things that I love about BetterHelp, but one of the top on the list is that it's entirely online. And it's really easy to access. You can literally have your session from the comfort and privacy of your own home. It's very convenient, very flexible, and can be suited specifically to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you'll be right on your way. And I love this part too. You can switch your therapist at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/DearGabby today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearGabby. What's another question?
People have been asking, I keep doing all the work. I'm doing all the things. I'm meditating, I'm praying, doing everything, but nothing's changing.
Okay.
What do I do?
I love it. Okay, so I'm meditating, I'm praying, I'm doing everything, but nothing's changing. Dear Gabby, help. I got you. I get that one. It's a big one. Well, it sounds like a little bit of manic manifesting happening, a little bit of really pushing and trying to make something happen. And if you've heard me talk about what it takes to manifest, it actually takes a lot more spiritually aligned action. And so first I'm going to say, go back and listen to the episode on spiritually aligned action, the whole method, or go to Super Attractor and read that chapter in the book, all about taking spiritually aligned action. But the message here really is that whenever you notice yourself pushing in any area, even your spiritual practice, take a beat and recognize that anything that we do with force or pushing or in a way that's controlling, we're actually blocking. We're in the way. We're leading from a place of lack, a feeling of lack, a feeling of insecurity, a feeling of neediness, thirstiness, pushing. That's not a sexy energy, and the universe doesn't respond to it. So stop everything. Stop everything. Take a break. Breathe. Enjoy a meal. Taste your food. Have a fun conversation with a friend. Sometimes we can use our spiritual practice as another form of controlling. And we have to really be aware of that because it's actually quite the opposite effect that we want it to have. We're using it in a form of controlling, and so we're blocking what it is that we desire because we're pushing, controlling, manipulating, manic manifesting. So the answer is stop. Take a break. Have an ice cream. Have a tea. Have a coffee. Do nothing and let the universe show you what to do. Once you've had some time doing nothing and you want to take a next step, go listen to the episode on spiritually aligned action, because that is for those manic manifestors out there. It's an episode that teaches you my method. It shares with you exactly the steps that you need to take to really take action from a place of spiritual alignment, to manifest from a place of spiritual alignment, and to do less and attract more. Boom. There's your answer. Let's take Nicole's favorite requested question.
Yeah, I think it's so good. Do you want to read it, Josh? You want me to read it?
Yep. I got it. How to find happiness as a 38-year-old female who's single. I have no joy in my life and I'm so lonely.
Well, as a 43-year-old woman, I'd like to acknowledge how young that 38-year-old woman is. And, you know, we have these perceptions that we place upon ourselves that I'm so old. And so let's address that first, right? Or I'm single and I'm 38. Well, my love, there's always a time for love to come into your life. And to trust and know that there's a plan better than yours and that that partner may just be preparing for you as you energetically prepare for them. The lack of joy in your life may also be a deterrent to attracting the partner. So sometimes we think, when I have that partner, I'll feel happy and good enough and whole. But it's quite the opposite. We have to establish that joy and that happiness and that wholeness first for ourselves. In my book, Spirit Junkie, I wrote a chapter called Spirit Became My Boyfriend. And in a period of my life when I was single, I just became so in love with my spiritual practice. And I felt so aligned and connected to my meditation and my prayers and my synchronicities that I was experiencing all throughout my life. And just the joy that it brought me to go to recovery meetings and to be in group meditations and yoga classes. And that joy of just heightening my spiritual connection made me really sexy. It really was an energy that was just so vibrant and so alive. And so trusting that the what's most attractive and most exciting about you and your ability to attract a partner is the joy within you, is the spark of light within you. It's the inspiration inside you. And when you commit to that joy, then the universe will deliver. And you clear space to be seen. Your partner might be out there, but they can't see you because you're stuck, because you're vibrating at a frequency that isn't attracting them. So make your energy your priority. Focus on the good stuff. You're halfway there. You're listening to Dear Gabby. You got a lot of books that you could follow. Super Attractor, The Universe Has Your Back, two in particular that would really put you into that place of alignment and positive flow. And I really believe that when you focus on your energy first, then you can clear space for the universe to deliver.
There's another question that goes with that. When you're feeling stuck, how do you show the universe you're ready for change?
Oh, Alyssa, what a good one. This is so good. I love the theme of this episode. So good. When you're feeling stuck, how do you send a message to the universe that you're ready to change? Well, press play on a podcast like Dear Gabby, open a book like Super Attractor or any other spiritual or personal growth book, pick up the phone and call that therapist, get your ass into that yoga studio, sit your butt down in that meditation pillow. These are the messages to the universe that we are ready to change by taking the most subtle action towards our growth. By just pressing play and listening today, if you're listening to this episode, you have sent a huge message to the universe that you are a yes for change. Your desire is what is being picked up. Your interest, your curiosity, the actions that you take are being reflected back to you. So like I said, being here right now, listening to the end of this episode, bam, you are hooking it up. The universe is listening. You are listening. When you attune your attention, your focus, and your energy and your actions towards growth, towards spiritual alignment, towards therapeutic healing, physical, somatic healing, when you do that, when you change your diet, when you change your sleeping patterns, when you start to speak up for yourself, whatever action you take backed by the desire to change is a message to the universe that you're ready to change. So, send those messages loud and clear by just continuing to show up for yourself in whatever form that resonates with you, whether it's going to therapy, whether it's coming here, whether it's reading one of my books or anyone else's book that's in this field. That's the message to the universe that you're ready to change. A big one would be opening the book, The Universe Has Your Back. Just open the book, read the first page. That's a big message to the universe that you're ready to change and transform your fear into faith. Sometimes, like most of us, I don't even know that I need help until it's pointed out to me. This is like really classic for me. I'm just living life and then somebody's like, oh, there's this new thing you can do. And I'm like, oh my God, I needed that. And that's exactly what happened when I started using Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. Can you just imagine how much you need that? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. I recently found out that 80% of people have subscriptions that they just forget about. Is that you? I'm raising my hand 10 times right now. So if you don't know exactly where your money is going, then you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money will help you find those forgotten subscriptions, and you can finally once and for all just stop paying for things that you don't want. Ugh, the worst, the worst, the worst. And it's so great because Rocket Money will quickly and easily find your subscriptions for you. And then, I love this part, for any of the ones that you do not want anymore, you can literally just hit cancel, and that's all you have to do. Rocket Money will cancel it for you. It's really just that easy. And they will also help you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorize expenses. It's a sure thing, people. We can all use a little help when it comes to getting our financial house in order. So stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/deargabby. That's rocketmoney.com/deargabby. rocketmoney.com/deargabby. All right, my friends, I'm going to fangirl out right now. Hardcore fangirl moment. You have to bear with me. I found this product that is the biggest game changer for my hair. I love Vegamore. I started using Vegamore really when I first started noticing my hair was thinning. And I started using specifically, I use all their products. I use their scalp treatment, and I specifically fell in love with their shampoo and conditioner. They have a shampoo and conditioner that's thickening shampoo and conditioner. And it literally thickens my hair to the point where I don't even have to blow it out to get that extra texture. It just dries perfectly naturally. My hair and my scalp look and feel amazing, and I literally use this every single day. My hair is visibly thicker, fuller, shinier. It's just, it's bomb hair, guys. So if you want clean ingredients, vegan, plant-based hair, everyone's going to have that healthier scalp. You can have stronger, fuller-looking hair, more beautiful hair. Then you're going to want to try Vegamore. Vegamore's products are 100% cruelty-free, and they never use toxic chemicals that would hurt our bodies or environment. This product works. It's amazing. And one of the products that I really love to use, and I just started using it recently, is their Grow Hair Serum. And this serum is specifically designed to support and nurture hair follicles, which can lead to stronger, thicker, and healthier hair. So give yourself the hair you never thought you could have with Vegamore. For a limited time, Dear Gabby listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/Gabby. Use code Gabby at checkout. That's vegamore.com/Gabby. Code Gabby to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/Gabby. Code Gabby. Go ahead, Josh. Next question.
How to trust the universe when you feel you just keep getting knocked down and knocked down.
Oh, okay. This is a great one to close with. How to trust the universe when you keep getting knocked down. I get knocked down and I get up again because the universe has my back. Okay, that was so funny and cheesy and I'm laughing at myself and I can only see our millennial social media Nicole in the background just being like, oh God, Gabby, shut the fuck up. Okay, here we are. Nicole, I promise you I'm cool. All right. The universe has your back even when you get knocked down. So how do you get knocked down, get back up again, and trust that you're being guided by the universe? The answer is simple. You're down, right? You get knocked down. You're already down. Say a prayer. Get back into alignment. When we get knocked down, those are the moments. That's usually the catalyst. The bottoms that we hit in our life are the openings for our greatest potential and our greatest spiritual connection. Whenever someone says, oh, I just hit bottom and now I'm getting sober, congratulations. I hit bottom and I'm getting a divorce, congratulations. Those moments where we just hit bottom are oftentimes the moments when we're ready to actually make change. So instead of looking at that being knocked down as a bad thing, I want you to look at it and say, thank you, universe, for guiding me towards what is of the highest and best. Thank you for guiding me towards change. So when you're down and you are literally on your knees, thank you, universe, for guiding me towards what's of the highest and best for all. And that prayer opens the door and opens up a line of communication for you to start to be the witness of what the universe has in store for you. Every time you try to judge that moment where you got knocked down, or you judge yourself for hitting a bottom of any kind, you're missing the miracle. You're missing the opportunity. There's a thin veil of connection between our humanness and the universal energy when we're in our darkest moments. The veil is much thinner because we're more surrendered. We've let go. We've been humbled. So ride the wave of that momentum and lift the veil by opening your heart to what's possible. Thank you, universe, for revealing to me what is of the highest and best for all. See your moments of being knocked down as the catalyst for your greatest spiritual connection. Boom. This was a beautiful roundup of questions. Thank you, team. Excellent roundup of questions. I think this might be one of our best episodes ever. I think we should just name this one the best episode ever. Yeah, I really like this one, guys. I really loved it. And I think that the message in this episode is that there is a universal support system that's within us and around us, guiding us and protecting us. And that when we start to desire that, and we open our heart to it, then we're going to be guided to an episode like this, or a book like The Universe Has Your Back will fall off the shelf, or you're going to be introduced to a new path that opens your heart more. The desire is enough to ignite your connection to the universe. Your desire to change, your desire to manifest, your desire to heal is enough to crack you open to what's possible. If you want more support in connecting to the universe, I have two free guided meditations that you can access, manifesting meditations that can be really supportive for you. And you can get them at deargabby.com/free meditations. Those meditations can really, really support you as you start to open your heart to what's possible and the connections to the universe. So give yourself that opportunity now after listening to this episode to really take in what was shared here, to take in the ideas that you don't have to look at your bottoming out, your getting knocked down as a bad thing, but instead as a catalyst for great change. And that when you focus on energy and joy, that you tell the universe a message, I'm ready to receive. And to further guide you, both of the books, Super Attractor, The Universe Has Your Back, both those books are excellent resources to really tap into this ever-present energy of love that is within you and around you. It is the energy of the universe supporting you and guiding you every step of the way. Just listening to this episode today is a huge statement to the universe that you are a yes to grow, that you're a yes for more, that you're here to be showing up for the world and yourself in your highest and best. Congratulations. You made it to the end. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.